I'm your host, Aaron Rittmaster. Welcome to the Man Cave, where joining me tonight to record Diz Dad's podcast number 300 for June 7th, 2015 are Eric Anderson.
Hey, folks.
John Arthur.
Hey, everybody.
And Tim Hicks.
Hey, howdy, hey.
So for episode 300, fittingly, I suppose, we are back to talking about food. Tonight, we're going to be taking on our favorite Epcot quick service meals. But before we get into that discussion, once again, I'd like to thank our podcast sponsor, Fairytale Journeys, an authorized Disney travel planner. The next time your family's considering a vacation to a themed entertainment destination like Universal Orlando, Universal Hollywood, SeaWorld, or the Disney parks at Disneyland or Walt Disney World, or a cruise on the Disney Cruise Line or another one of the cruise lines sailing out of places like Port Canaveral and Miami and Galveston and Vancouver now and even New York. Disney Cruise Line has added New York. You're looking to take a family vacation. A Fairytale Journeys travel agent would love to help you sift through the options, figure out what works best for your family and your situation, take the planning headaches off of your plate, and let you focus on the fun. You can check them out at fairytalejourneys.com. Okay, guys. Now, this one was a challenge. We're talking about our favorite quick service options at Epcot, and there's just so many options here. It made it hard to narrow things down, but, you know, we'll take our best shot. So I think what we'll do, you know, everybody understands what we're doing here. We're talking about, you know, specific sort of quick service meals that we enjoy at Epcot, our favorites. And Eric, I'm going to let you lead us off with one of the items on your list of Epcot dining favorites.
Sure. Okay. This involves a little bit of a story.
Okay.
So I had just gotten my food back to my table. I was there with my family on a lovely, yeah, spring day in Epcot, and a guy walks over the table and says, "My wife saw you walking across the room, and she wanted me to come ask you." And at this point, I didn't know where it was headed. My wife had sort of a fearful expression on her face, but the question he asked was, "Where did you get that salad? She thought it was beautiful." And so we were in Sunshine Seasons, and this was the roast beet and goat cheese salad, which is my first pick on this list.
Okay.
It's just a really healthy, really good lunch salad. Beets, goat cheese. Kind of have to be into those sorts of things. I know they're not for everybody, but I'm a fan of both of them. And they just really put together a nice salad. It's filling. It's, like I said, healthy. I try to eat a lot of salads. It helps me keep my girlish figure. And this one's an especially good one.
Yeah, you know, what I like about that one is that it does that kind of, you know, sweet, salty balance so well.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a great choice. All right, so Tim, Eric led off with a salad. Where are you going to take us?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I'm going to stay right there at Sunshine Gardens in Epcot. And this kind of goes back to our little fiasco in January where we were breaking all the rides in the park, you know. And we had just gotten off of Soarin' and we're having lunch there at Sunshine. And one of the entrees that they have there is a stuffed pork chop, and it was absolutely to die for. Now, definitely not as light and tempting as the salad that he was talking about, but boy, it was really tasty for a pork chop in a quick service. Really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, Sunshine Seasons, you know. I let off talking about how there were all these great options at World Showcase, and so far, the first two options have come from Future World there at Sunshine Seasons, which is, you know, it's kind of solid across the board. How about you, John? What's one of the items on your favorites among the Epcot quick service meals?
Well, I've got one. I was actually, one of the ones on my list was what Tim just said, was the pork chop at Sunshine Seasons. So we're in round one and somebody's already taken one here. But I think I'll head back to, you know, what I know you love the place back in Morocco, Tangerine Cafe, Aaron. And I'm not, I, I know what you're probably going to lead off with yours. I've heard enough of these podcasts. I'm actually going with the chicken and lamb shawarma platter. It comes, you know, what I love about Tangerine Cafe, it's just, it's so different than what you've been eating in what seems like a lot of your vacation. The stuff is, it all seems to be done pretty well, especially for that type of food. And the portions back at this restaurant are very, very generous. You get several things. The pita and the hummus is really good. And all this, just a big platter of food. Just one of our favorite places back there in Morocco.
We must be reading off each other's notes. That's on my honorable mentions, too.
Well, you know, as long as we're talking about it, I will take the segue from John there and mention my absolute favorite item on the Tangerine Cafe menu. And, you know, for a carnivore like me, it's surprising, but my absolute favorite quick service meal in all of Epcot is the vegetable platter at Tangerine Cafe. And I like it because there's such great variety and, you know, good, rich isn't the word, but robust flavors. You know, the vegetable platter includes the hummus and pita and the tabbouleh salad and lentils and falafel and really good marinated olives. As a matter of fact, the only gripe I have at all about the vegetable platter is that the marinated olives that are really good are chopped up, and I wish they would give them to me whole, just because I like, you know, eating whole olives. You know, they kind of chop them up and serve them sort of as almost as an olive salad. But every single component of that vegetable platter is really tasty, and you get, you know, varieties in texture and different, you know, slightly different flavors, and you've got a little bit of spice, but not a lot. And it's just a really, you know, a filling meal, and it's, you know, $11.99 for a lot of food. So, you know, and as John mentioned, it's definitely a good sort of departure from the, you know, usual kind of quick service lunch food. Although I think chances are, as we go around, we're going to find that a lot of the things we talk about as favorite quick service items at Epcot are going to be, you know, among that same vein of, you know, favorite items that are not your usual expectation for what we think of as, you know, theme park fast food. So, Tim, why don't you take us through another item on your list?
Well, you know, to your point, before I move on, you're exactly right. I mean, you think of theme park fast food, you think of cheeseburgers and maybe a turkey leg and that sort of thing. And there are so many more things that you can get that's outside of your normal realm of theme park fast food.
John, we'll come back to you and let you pick another item off of your list.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stay in the World Showcase. We were there at Disney World just a couple years ago, right after the bakery in France was moved and reopened. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name. We'll just call it the bakery in France. But the croque monsieur sandwich is really good. It's a grilled ham and cheese sandwich, but it is done so well. The bread is perfectly done. Everything's pre-made here at the bakery, but then they'll toast it for you. And when they do that, as if there wasn't enough cheese inside, they put more cheese all over the bread on the outside. And so you get this cheese crust on the outside of your bread. And just, you know, really one of the things we'd love to go back there and get a few things off of that menu. And this is certainly one of the ones we get almost every time back there.
All right. Definitely sounds like a great choice. So the croque monsieur from John. And Eric, what's another item on your list?
Yeah, I agree with you completely about the vegetable platter at Tangerine Cafe. I could probably pick five things from Tangerine Cafe
and have a top five list.
And it would be great. The vegetable platter is one of my favorites. I also love the Mediterranean sliders combo, though. So it's you get three little pitas with your choice of protein in them. So you got a lamb, you got chicken, you got falafel, and you can mix and match however you want. It also comes with some of the sides that show up on the vegetable platter. So the lentils, the hummus, and the tabbouleh are all there too. So it's a little pricier than the vegetable platter, but you also get, you know, if you wanted you know, say the lamb, which I really enjoy.
Right.
You can get that.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that one because it's an item on the menu that is kind of easy to miss or overlook, you know, because when you look up there and it just says, I forget how they phrase it again, but what are they just called, the Middle Eastern sliders or something like that?
Mediterranean sliders, combos.
That was
what I got here.
Mediterranean sliders. You know, you see that on the menu and it doesn't, at least to me, you know, it doesn't sort of readily click what exactly that means, right? I mean, I almost expect it to just be, you know, burgers stuffed in pita or, you know, meatballs stuffed in pita. And while that's, you know, kind of one of the options, I assume the beef kefta is one of the things you could choose. It's more than that. And in some ways, it's almost a you know, as you mentioned, a vegetable platter plussed up with some protein.
Yeah, and what I think other people miss too is the fact that you can mix and match them. So if you if there's one of those things that you don't want, or if there's three of those things that you want, you just get all the things that you want. So get three lamb or three falafel if you're doing a vegetarian meal, or get lamb, chicken, and falafel, and
get a little everything,
and get exactly what you want from them. So I think that's it's a great choice.
Yeah, that works. Well, I'm going to take us back over to Sunshine Seasons just briefly, because this is like my, you know, I like to mention this one because it's one of my all-time favorite Epcot food bargains. And that's actually a breakfast item from Sunshine Seasons, the croissant berry pudding. It's cheap, $3.19. You can get it for a snack credit on the dining plan, but it's a... essentially a croissant bread pudding, and it's really good and very filling, you know, because it's got, it's kind of dense like bread pudding from, you know, the croissant is soaked in the kind of custardy stuff to make it a bread pudding, and the berries in it give it, you know, just enough sweetness. It's not overwhelmingly sweet. So I just love it. It's a great option because, you know, you'd spend more than that probably on, you know, a pastry most places. And this is more filling. I think it sticks with you longer because you've got the berries in there too. And just a little more, you know, substance to it than, you know, pure carb.
That sounds delicious. I've never had it. I've never gotten over there that early.
Well, that's just it. You got to get into Sunshine Seasons, yeah, you know, in the morning. But it's one of those things. If you're heading to, you know, go standby on Soarin', you know, first thing in the morning, you do the fast pass for Test Track. So you can go to Soarin'. What I generally recommend is you actually go ahead and ride Soarin' first so that you're not, you know, eating bread pudding and then jumping on Soarin'. But ride Soarin' first and then grab that bread pudding on your way out. And, you know, you get that great filling breakfast in the morning. And it's, like I said, dirt cheap. So did you find one to add to your list yet, Tim?
Oh, yeah. There's never a shortage of yummy things to find in Epcot. So I'm going to take you over to Germany, over to Summerfest.
Nice choice.
Yeah, their bratwursts are to die for, but what I really like is the currywurst, because they serve their bratwurst with curry ketchup and seasonings, okay, and paprika chips, and boy, that is just, it is delicious. It's a departure from your normal, you know, bratwurst taste, but it's still really delicious, really filling, and goes great with Schopenhauer. What can I tell you?
Yeah, again, it's another one that I'm glad you mentioned, because it's one that, you know, you might not think of because it's not something you commonly find. I'm guessing most of us don't, you know, see currywurst on the shelves in our local grocery store. But, you know, as you were just saying, it's a little different flavor, but it's related to something that's familiar and it's really good stuff.
And like you said, it's one of those things that, you know, that'll stick with you for a little while. You know, you won't be like, oh, I'm so hungry in about an hour and a half.
Right.
Not by any means.
Sure. All right. So Eric, we're going to bounce back over to you for another item on your list.
Okay. I'm going to go back over to France, to the Boulangerie Patisserie Les Halles, which I butchered, but
say that
slightly less than the rest of us. So
I could barely say it once, and I don't think I did, in fact. So anyway, there they've got a quiche Florentine there, which is really good, and I like having it with the lobster bisque. So it's one of it's you know, not a not necessarily a breakfast item, but you could have the quiche for breakfast as well because they're open early.
Right.
So, you know, it can, I don't know if I would do the lobster bisque first thing in the morning, but, you know, why not?
It might be a little rich for
yeah, but the quiche definitely. And, you know, it also makes a nice lunch.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like a perfect brunch pairing, you know, you get there
exactly.
right after Showcase opens, do the quiche and the lobster bisque and, you know, eat them in the right order. And it's like you had breakfast and lunch back to back.
Yes. And some wine because, you know, because, when in France.
Yes, of course. You're in France. All right. So, John, what's another item on your list?
Well, great job pronouncing that, Eric. I didn't even try it, so kudos to you there. I'm going to head back to Sunshine Seasons. Everybody else has been there, and so I'm going to. One of my favorite things there is the fish tacos and their spicy fish tacos. You know, this is just a dish that I, you know, a lot of people think fish tacos is kind of weird and out of the ordinary. It's something, you know, I really enjoy when I see it on a menu. I think they do them very well there at Sunshine Seasons. I don't think there's anything they don't do real well there, but it's done well. The got some coleslaw and then a kind of a spicy pepper sauce on it is really good and just a solid meal. And it's just something that a dish that I really enjoy, just kind of personal preference, but done really well.
Yeah, no, that's a great example. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Sunshine Seasons is just a solid choice. The fact that they can, you know, do a pork chop without serving cardboard and then turn around and also, you know, handle something completely different. And we haven't even mentioned any of the Asian items on their menu.
Right.
It's really impressive because they are pretty solid across the board.
Absolutely, I agree, and we even enjoy stopping there sometimes for all of the snacks and things that they have. They have some prepackaged plates with cheeses and crackers and things like that that are just at other times of the day. It's just got stuff for about any situation you might need, whether it be quick service or snacks or anything like that.
Yeah, I would agree. So let's see. I think we haven't gotten a third item from Tim yet. So what do you have for us, Tim?
Okay, well, I'm going to take you over to Mexico. And if you know me, you know that I absolutely enjoy spending my time over in the cantina, having a little tequila, margaritas. It's good. But outside, right there on the lakeside, is the Cantina de San Angel. And they serve a pollo cascabel. It's made with the cascabel chili, the sauce is, and tomatoes. Oh, it's a tomato-based sauce, but it's a grilled chicken with that sauce. And it also comes with... I think it's either grilled or pickled onions. It's really delicious, though. I really do like it. If you've never tried it, I highly recommend it.
That's an interesting item, and I have not tried that one. I will have to watch for that.
Yeah.
You know, my problem is that I'm usually, you know, if I'm in Mexico, I'm across the way. You know, as we've mentioned in the past, I'm a big fan of La Cava del Tequila. I don't think it officially counts as quick service. You know, it's you have to tip. It's essentially table service, but it doesn't actually have like full meals. You can't, you know, there's no like lunch menu at La Cava.
Right, but the guacamole and the chicharrones are great.
Well, so this is why I did put on my list, and you know, you can cry foul if you need to, but I'm mentioning it anyway. Because I many times have gone into La Cava del Tequila and had for lunch their trio combo. Which is, you get the big mound of tortilla chips, and then you get all three of their sort of signature appetizers. So you get the guacamole, the queso blanco, and the salsa. And they really complement each other well. They're nice sort of balance between them and contrast between them. The chips tend to be, you know, good and fresh. You don't get, you know, nasty stale chips like you do some places. And it goes, you know, great with a flight of tequila. I will admit it's a little pricey for something that's, you know, purely, you know, appetizer food. I mean, it's $16. But you do get all three options. There's plenty there to share, even if you're, you know, counting on it being your lunch. And for me, you know, often it'll be something like, you know, if we're doing an early dinner at Beer Garden or something like that, you know, I don't want to have a pork chop from Sunshine Seasons. Like, that's too much food, you know? So the trio combo from La Cava is a nice sort of just tide me over till I get to dinner lunch.
Exactly right. And the queso is really, really tasty.
Yeah.
As I know you know.
Yeah. The queso is terrific. And like I said, what I really like is, you know, you like bouncing between the three, right? They play off of each other so well because the textures are each a little different. The, you know, just a little bit different levels of heat between them. Just really, really good balance.
And then you try them with different flavors of margaritas, and it just kind of, you know, just kind of, okay, how does this one taste with that, and vice versa? It's it's a good way to blow a couple hours, you know?
I was just going to say, you do too much of that, and you'll, you know, sample your way right through dinner, but...
Exactly.
All right, so let's see, John, you have another item on your list for us?
Sure. One of my favorites is kind of it's a really simple place in World Showcase, but it's a place that we definitely hit every trip is just getting some fish and chips over in the UK at the Yorkshire County Fish Shop. Is yep. It's just really well done. You know, solid fish and chips. We always, even if we're just kind of snacking around the World Showcase, we'll certainly get one to share. For less than $10, it's good fish. The fries are good, especially if you can go get a table down by the water. It's just kind of a nice little break from being out on the main path of the World Showcase. You can go down there and sit, relax, and the food's just, you know, it's just really solid, good food, something we definitely do every trip.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed that one a lot, too. You know, the one strike against it is the occasional need to play defense against the birds who would like to share.
That definitely happens down there.
all right. So Eric, what would you like to add to the list?
Oh, I'm still crossing off the trio combo from La Cava del Tequila because it doesn't count. And yet you mentioned it anyway. So aside from that, let's go over to Japan at the Katsura Grill for the tuna roll. Even though it's not grilled, it's in a grill. Just getting some sushi over there on the cheaper side, I think, is always a win. And I like the tuna roll over there. It's good, solid, and doesn't, you know, command the premium that most of the other sushi in Epcot does. Although you can get sushi over at Sunshine Seasons as well, but the quality at Katsura is a little better.
Yeah, I suspect that they're getting the sushi at Katsura from, you know, next door there at Tokyo Dining, which
exactly
is, you know, sort of another level than the probably, you know, Central Disney Kitchen that's cranking out the sushi for Sunshine Seasons. All right. Well, you know, one of the other items on my list here, this is one that we haven't mentioned this place at all yet. And it's maybe a little bit of a hidden gem in some ways, because I think people forget about it. And that's the Kringla Bakery, Og Cafe. It's the counter service in Norway. And there's a really interesting sandwich there, the Norwegian Club. And it, you know, it's just a little twist on a fairly familiar sandwich, but the Norwegian Club has ham, turkey, and bacon on it. So starting out in good shape already. Then they add Jarlsberg and Munster cheese. So, you know, cheeses that have good texture and flavor. And on top of that goes fresh tomatoes, red onion, and then the whole thing is topped off with a lingonberry mayonnaise. So it's got just that little kind of tangy zing that plays off the, you know, the ham and the turkey and the bacon really well. Just a really nice sandwich. And they put it on toasted multigrain bread. So the bread's got some kind of crunch to it as you eat it. And it's a huge sandwich for like $8.50. And I kind of discovered that one by accident. on our first trip. It's like, you know, we hit Norway and the kids immediately just happened to be starving for lunch, and you know, we couldn't get them to take another step, so we had to stop for lunch and we were kind of stuck, but found it by accident and glad we did because it's really good. Let's see, and Tim, I think it was your turn to pick another item from your list.
Wow, I didn't have anything wrong with that sandwich. That sounds delicious, but I've never, you know, gone in the bakery, so.
This is what I'm saying.
I'm going to have to give that a try next time I'm there. Well, I was still at Katsura Grill. That was also on my list, but not the spicy tuna roll, but the Japanese curry rice. I don't know if you ever had that or not, but it's really, really tasty. It's got a little bit of beef in it, so you know there's a little bit of protein, but it has a really nice flavor. And you know, if you're wanting something light, especially for lunch and it's really hot outside, I think that's a really good choice also.
Yeah, that is a nice choice. Katsura, I think, has gotten much better over the last couple of years. I'm hearing, you know, a lot more people kind of listing Katsura and various items on the Katsura menu among their favorites.
Yeah, 6-7 years ago, I wouldn't have recommended it, but it has gotten a lot better.
All right. Well, you know, let's kind of do one last kind of, you know, spin around the horn here, because we've each, I think, gone through about four items that we've, you know, individually identified. So let's see if we can make one more circuit here, and I'll let John lead us off with one of the items on his list.
Okay. Well, Aaron, you stole my Norwegian club. We split that on our last trip at one point. It's you did it well in your description. Very good. Certainly recommend that. Another one that was on my list back in Mexico at the quick service is the tacos de barbacoa. It's kind of a seasoned beef, a little bit of a traditional Mexican way of cooking the beef, and just very tasty in their tortillas, and it comes with rice and beans, which I'm not a huge fan of the rice and beans, but the tacos that you get are done really, really well. It comes with salsa and things like that, and you can certainly add a side of their guacamole, you know, as a side dish, and so just a good solid meal over there.
Sure, yeah, definitely good stuff. So, Tim, how about you? What's another item off of your Epcot list there?
Well, this one is my top, and I know that you've talked about Sunshine Seasons, or we have all talked about Sunshine Seasons to some point before, but this one is, I think, probably my favorite as you go around the horn is the spicy Thai green curry shrimp with, they serve it with a jasmine rice, so that the rice is also really flavorful. It's not just bland steamed rice.
Right.
But, you know, you catch a theme with me. I really love curry. Curry anything. I like curry. But the green curry shrimp is delicious. It is so satisfying. It's got a great flavor.
All right. Yeah, it was a great suggestion. I haven't tried that one yet, but I looking over menus again to kind of prepare for this podcast, I saw that item and I was, you know, intrigued.
It's well worth a shot. Yeah, it's definitely worth a try.
All right. Well, do you have another one on your list there, Eric?
Sure. I'm going to go back to the Kringla Bakery. I like eating in Norway. I like the Akershus breakfast buffet because you can get all the salmon.
Right.
Just
right.
All the salmon. And, you know, sometimes you have the little accoutrement with it, like the egg and the capers and all that. But the Kringla Bakery has a salmon and egg sandwich to get a little bit of that without paying the full Akershus price.
Sure.
And since I spend most of my time in Akershus eating salmon, it's a good option for me.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. All right. Well, you know, the one other item on my list is another bit of a non-traditional approach, I guess. But, you know, again, there are such great you know, dinner meals in Epcot that a lot of times when it's lunchtime in Epcot, we're looking for something maybe a little lighter and just to kind of tide us over. And one of our favorite things to do is to get back over at the boulangerie. They have a fromage platter, a cheese platter, and you can get the cheese platter and, you know, you can get a full or half baguette and you just get that fresh bread and you know, crack open the bread. You've got a variety of different cheeses you can try with the bread, and it's just a really nice, you know, way to try a bunch of different things and still have it be a fairly light lunch. You know, because you're saving room because you're hitting Beer Garden for dinner, or you're going to, you know, be indulging it at Via Napoli, and you know, you got the heavier, you know, pasta and pizza and stuff coming. So we really enjoy the cheese platter there from Boulangerie Patisserie. And then, of course, you know, you can always have yummy pastries for dessert.
Of course.
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, we've all run through at least five different items. So we've given people a good overview of some really great choices that are available from, you know, quick service opportunities in Epcot. Anything that any of you have on your lists that you feel like, you know, we haven't mentioned and bears mentioning for, you know, some reason that it really stands out, or, you know, maybe there's something to, you know, draw people's attention to that they ought to avoid, or something like that? Anybody?
Well, I'll give it a go. I actually have a couple that were on my honorable mentions other than the dish over at Tangerine.
Okay.
If you want something really light, and granted, this is not, this is a little bit more of a sit-down thing. It's not a fast service, but just going into Rose and Crown and getting the charcuterie dish, there's a lot of different cheeses and meats. The blood orange... The blood sausage. I mean, if you've never had it, you've got to try it. It's really not as bad as it sounds.
You know, you make a good point, because, I mean, it's somewhat similar to La Cava. You've got four or five of these spots around Epcot that are sort of lounges. You know, they won't take an ADR, and they've got food that's maybe a little bit in between maybe what would normally be a counter service meal or a quick service meal and a table service meal. A lot of it is, you know, maybe things that might have been the appetizer menu for a table service restaurant that you would find in these, you know, lounges. And, you know, La Cava is an example of that. There's a Rose and Crown pub that's an example of that. Similarly, the...
Tutto Gusto.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to think of.
Yep,
Tutto Gusto,
yep.
There in Italy works the same way. To a lesser extent, Spice Road Table, you know, kind of across the way from Tangerine Cafe. So that you've got a number of those in Epcot that offer just maybe a little different approach. And the charcuterie platter there at Rose and Crown Pub is a good example of that.
Anybody else? Yeah, it makes a nice snack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Aaron, I'll go ahead and jump in here. I had one more over at the bakery in France. Is something kind of along those same lines. It's just a maybe more something that we had as a snack on that. But it's the Brie au Palmas, I think, is I'm not sure on my pronunciation there.
I know what you're talking about, yes.
But my wife actually ordered it, and we kind of shared it as just a little snack. And it's a multigrain bread, and it's just got the real rich brie cheese, and it's got apple slices and cranberries on it. And if you have them toasted and heated up when you order it, that cheese melts over those thinly sliced apples, and it's really really good. The bread is paired really nice with that cheese. They're paired really well, and just something that we enjoyed as we were kind of snacking around one day.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that one, because that was on my honorable mention list as well, and I kind of, you know, shoved it aside because I went with the more complete, you know, cheese plate. But it's a good example of something where, you know, the accompaniments kind of you know, help the cheese rise to another level. It's tastes better with those things.
Yes, definitely.
By itself.
Definitely.
How about you, Eric? Any honorable mention type things that you would want to mention, or maybe things that are kind of, you know, not what you might think of as a quick service option?
No, I think we covered most of everything that I could think of.
Okay.
In Epcot. But I think the upshot is you can go to Epcot and not sit down at a table service restaurant and have some fantastic meals.
Absolutely.
Nowadays, I think when I'm in Epcot, I would rather bypass the table service and the cost and the time that you spend just because there's so many great options in Epcot.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of my favorite things about, there being so many great quick service options in Epcot is that often, my family, if we're going to have a quick service meal, we just sort of scatter in Epcot. Everybody goes where they can find their favorite thing, and we figure out where the middle of that is, and we all meet back. And everybody can get what they want, which is really difficult to do at a sit-down restaurant. But I can have my vegetable platter, and, my wife can get the salmon that Eric was talking about from Norway, and, the kids can get the things that they want, and nobody has to compromise, and it is a nice option. All right. Well, you've heard us talk about our favorite items on the Epcot quick service menus. We'd love to hear from you. What did we leave off? Anything that we came up with that you want to tell us, it's gone downhill since the last time we've had it, because it could, we wouldn't have recommended it if we'd had it recently. Tell us about it. Email us at podcast@dizdads.com. Visit our blog, dizdads.com. Tweet us at Dizdads Podcast on Twitter, and participate in the discussions in our forums at boards.dizdads.com. You can also check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/DizDadsPodcast. Until next time, I've been Aaron Rittmaster with Eric Anderson.
Bye, everybody.
John Arthur.
See you later, everybody.
And Tim Hicks.
Good evening, Erwin.
Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys, an authorized Disney travel planner. Let us help you put together your next magical Disney vacation. Find us at fairytalejourneys.com. Let us sweat the details so you don't have to.
I'm hungry now.
Definitely hungry now.
Shut up.